It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a very special day because today is the last Saturday in the month of September 2024. As we approach a brand new month, I want us to start this day with Thanksgiving. Today is the 28th day in the month of September 2024. It's the last Saturday in this month. I just want us to take this time to appreciate God for giving us this privilege to be alive this season, this period, and today, most importantly, let's bless the name of the Lord for making this opportunity come to us. Father, we want to say thank you on behalf of every listener of this show. Lord, we do not take your gift, the gift of life, we do not take it for granted. For this, Lord, we have come with our hearts of gratitude, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for preserving and protecting us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. And especially if today is your first time of joining us on this show, I'd like to specially welcome you because you're an important guest. Right here on the show, the Lord has something to tell you. Most importantly, if you have come with a lot of questions on your mind and you do not know how to get these questions answered, God has something to tell you this morning. The word that we have for you might just be that word that you need for today. That's why I want you to stay tuned. And if you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the news and let the whole world know that it is time for our devotion. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says Destiny Destroyers Part 3. We've seen Part 1, Part 2, and we are in Part 3. Destiny Destroyers Part 3. Our aim today is taken from Aim 4, from the Open Heaven Manual. To the work, we are servants of God. To the work, we are servants of God. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Zechariah chapter 6 to chapter 10. Zechariah from chapter 6 to chapter 10. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6 to 11. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider our ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides us supplies in the summer, and gathers our food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed robber. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Emmanuel today says, today I will continue my teaching on the different vices that can destroy destinies. Remember, we are looking at a topic that says Destiny Destroyers, Part 3. When we first started building the Redemption City, I knew some bricklayers who would have been very wealthy by now if only they had not been lazy. God had set them up in a place where they could have had great success, but their laziness robbed them of that opportunity. Beloved, don't be lazy. When I meet some pastors who started about the same time as me, they will usually say, God has been good to you. Truly, God has really been gracious to me. But then, nobody can accuse me of laziness. God can supply you with the grace you need to fulfill your destiny. But if you are lazy, the grace he provided will go to waste because you will not use it. Many have prayed for open doors, but when the door was opened before them, they did not walk into it because of their laziness. In today's Bible reading, we are told to learn from the ants as provide their meat and gather their harvest at the right time. These days, some people make excuses to hide their laziness using different terms like exhaustion, procrastination, and so on. When a fellow constantly disregards the things that he or she ought to do when they ought to be done, it is simply laziness. For instance, if someone is to go out at 8 a.m. but decides to stay in bed and refuses to have a bath, nor get his or her clothes ironed by 7:30 a.m., that is laziness. When you read Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34, you would see the major danger in laziness. Laziness does not destroy destiny suddenly. It does it little by little. If you are lazy, you will look back at your life after a while and you'll realize that you are far from the things that you set out to achieve. Beloved, please banish any form of laziness in your life. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 that time and chance happens to everyone. If you are lazy, when your time and chance come, you will likely be in bed sleeping. Don't allow a little sleep to destroy your destiny. Good sleep is very important for your health and general well-being. However, do not oversleep or sleep when you ought to be working. Get up and work. Your destiny and that of others depend on your efforts. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, take note of the signs of laziness that might be in your life and stop them today. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. If it has blessed you, then it can be a blessing to somebody else. That is why I want you to share this message. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a life. How can you now be a blessing to somebody? You can do that by simply sharing. And how can you share the message? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. They are available for download and you can listen to us as many times as possible. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to or share. The link will pop up above. copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app is also available for download, where you can listen to us live as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. It's available on Play Store and Apple Store. You can download to enjoy all of our amazing shows throughout the day. Thank you for joining us. We do hope you get to join us next time. May God preserve us till then. But do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned. Until you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.